You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. Thanks for hanging out this morning. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Mark Zeno is sitting in for Bo Morgan today. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. Did Rusty get all his confetti over there, Mike?
Yeah, I think he did. You know, oh, nope. He's missing a piece under
here.
You
could have set that on fire.
He got his, but he did leave his cough drop wrapper, so I'll throw that away for him.
Should have took some of that confetti, Mike.
Take some of the luck.
I'm disappointed in you, Dylan. You knew that was going to happen. You didn't say anything.
Maybe I did. Maybe
that's
I didn't.
Crazy.
I had no idea it was going to happen.
I didn't even have my back on
that. But I think Allie knew it was going to happen.
I 100% knew it was going to happen.
I'm so disappointed in y'all, man.
Listen, I don't know anything. I'm just here for
a team.
Day.
You know what I mean? I feel like Ray Ray in here.
Oh, wow.
I need y'all support.
Wow. You about to do an emotional cry out on IG now?
Yeah, and then Bo's going to give me the prayers up emoji. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Well, speaking of Ray Ray. His former team is playing tonight. The Falcons are playing the Bucks. Drake London has been ruled out. What's going to be the plan without Drake? What do you do?
That's a good question. You have to really scheme it open. Kyle Pitts has to still be your wide receiver one and hopefully make some. I think the first and foremost, you have to make contested catches tonight. There's no doubt. Zach's not going to be able to scheme these guys open. We don't have the wide receiver core to be able to get open on their own. So if you're David Sills, a nice contested catch, maybe a screen play that goes for some chunk yardage, you're playing station to station. You can't beat yourself at any point tonight. I'm curious to get Zeno's take because he's a guy that focuses on the odds. I think the spread's what, 4.5?
Yeah, why mm-hmm.
came
is
down
it so
five
low?
And a, came down for 5.5. Oh, it's Thursday night football and laying these kind of points in
division
late in
game.
The season. Division games usually never,
prime time
never goes well.
And the Bucs aren't playing well.
But here's the thing. Okay, so let's just dissect what has happened to the Buccaneers. And some of this is due to injuries, but everything else. But let's go after their bye week. They've lost 4 of 5. Their defense has allowed, ready for this, 28, 44, 37, and 24 in their 4 losses. The only game they won against Arizona, they only gave up 17. So this is not a team defensively right now that poses a lot of threat, and you have to be able to take advantage of that. Particularly, they just lost a game to the Saints, by the way.
Dang.
You realize this? I was in 2 survivor pools this year. I got knocked out by the Saints both times when they beat Carolina and when they beat Tampa Bay.
Shame on you.
That's why you don't take division games in Survivor.
Shame on you.
But nonetheless, so this is a defense that you could take advantage of. I mean, that's just the reality of it. This is a defense, particularly in the pass game, that can be had. They're pretty stout up front, Mike. You know that as far as stopping the run. That's kind of what they've always been for years. But their secondary, it's got more holes in it than Swiss cheese. And I think that there is a world where the Falcons could take advantage of that. But – part of this is it's at least I could say this much. At least we're starting to realize that some of the problems that are plaguing the Falcons are starting to be consistent because at least you can diagnose them. It's not something different every week.
Yeah, that's a good point.
hey, we got to be better on third down.
It's consistently inconsistent as to which special team is going to let you down. But it's going to be a special team at some point as well.
Can I just bring this to light on special teams? You know, I don't know whose fault this is, Mike. Maybe you can tell me. Effort shows up on tape. You know that.
For sure.
Okay? I don't think it's an effort thing. But there are guys on special teams who are just not doing it right now.
For sure.
And I don't know if it's because physically they're not good enough. I don't know if it's because they can't understand the assignment. I don't know if that they shouldn't be on a roster if they can't compete on special teams on a routine basis. Because guess what? You know what you can't do? You can't have Jesse Bates running down on punt coverage. He's a starter. You can't have...
But you do have Xavier Watts. And okay. You had Jalen Walker.
Right. But and again, those are younger guys.
Yeah, it is.
You can't have a bulk of your starters who would be very good on special teams playing special teams. There's a reason you don't do that. I say all this to illustrate the problem on special teams, and trust me, I'm not giving a pass to Marquise here, but it just goes beyond. There's an execution player problem on special teams. And Raheem has told me as much personally. Like, it's frustrating because some of these dudes are just not doing the damn job they're expected to.
I think that there's a bigger conversation here. And actually, I was doing Dukes and Bell, their podcast. They do it at 11 o'clock every day. Mm-hmm. And Oren was on with us. And Oren asked me the question. He goes, you know, when they get into these Monday meetings, is Marquise Williams sitting in there with Raheem and Raheem going, hey, Marquise, it's your squad again. It's your squad again. And my answer to that was, the hay's already in the barn from that standpoint.
Yeah,
like,
they know.
While it's being coached before the game or you know, during training camp or OTAs, Raheem knows how it's being coached, right? He's standing behind Marquise Williams through that entire process. So it's not a Monday after the game thing. It's a, we've got to get better on this on Thursday and Friday, you know? Mm-hmm. And he knows exactly what's being coached. So it goes back to the Carol from accounting conversation. If I'm the manager and I go and Carol's over the accounting department, I go, Carol, hey, Jenny made an accounting error. You know, she cost us. And Carol looks at Jenny in front of you, the manager, and goes, Jenny, you can't do that again. But then she does it again the next week and the next week and the next week. And at some point, you look at Jenny and go, you're a problem. But you know that Carol has told her not to do it again. So I don't know, man. There's a lot of things that go into it. I do think that watching the tape, that's exactly what I zoomed in on, Mark. I was like, okay, I want to know effort. Are we looking at 110%? Are guys flying out with their hair on fire? The opening kickoff, absolutely. Felipe Franks has done a nice job. Josh Woods, done a nice job. But there are other guys that really have struggled, J.D. Bertrand being one of them. He's on that unit. I don't know if he lacks the explosiveness to really get it done on some of these coverage units, and that's starting to become a problem. So I think it's a little bit of everything, to be real. And I don't think that anybody on the return last week got dominated, just simply guys not making plays.
I mean, Ra asked me if I wanted to play on special teams.
Did you accept?
Yeah, absolutely.
You would have.
I still got a little gas left in the tank.
I have faith that Zeno's got one bullet in that chamber.
Oh, you know, absolutely.
What I mean? He's going to fly down there and take somebody's head off.
Yeah. Absolutely.
After that opening kickoff, probably be an issue getting him back out there. You know what I mean? Might have to scrape him off the ground.
One chance.
You
know, just one chance. Just give me that chance.
That's it. Somebody asked me one time, you got anything left? I'm like, I can give you one run play. You know what I mean? After that, I probably got a hip flexor, got a groin. Something's going to be out of sorts.
Was it you saying yesterday about Phillip Rivers, like, how is he going
to
walk today?
Oh, my God. There is not enough ice in Indianapolis to ice that man's body down today, getting ready for the weekend. Can you imagine 4 years out of the game and coaching high school ball, walking around on turf, doing all the things, and then all of a sudden you're taking snaps and giving handoffs?
He walked into that presser yesterday. He's like, we're not on Zoom, because it was during COVID last time he was having these meetings.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. It's insane.
That is insane.
I do want to point out the Bucs have activated Mike Evans and Jalen McMillan. So how does that work for the defense? What are they going to have to do to deal with Mike Evans?
There's a point in time in, you know, going into last year's games against them where you look at Mike Evans and what he's done against the Falcons. It's like a season's worth of games, and he is like a Hall of Famer in that season's worth of games. It's insane. But last year, I think there was a couple times it didn't really come out like that. So
I mean, here's the reality of this equation. I don't think Mike Evans presents a problem. I don't think Jalen McMillan presents a problem. You know who's leading the Rookie of the Year voting the first 6 weeks?
Egbuka.
Yeah, that's where the problem
is.
He's
going to be an issue.
That's where it's covering.
I was going to say, I think at this
point you'd
rather face.
And now Godwin is back healthy as well. The problem is with those two, with Mike Evans on the field, because you can't ignore Mike Evans.
Right.
Even aged, you know, coming off injury Mike Evans, you can't ignore him. So you put some resources on him, and then Egbuka.
Emeka Egbuka.
Egbuka
Egbuka and Godwin start going nuts. I think that's the problem.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I think, and you look at Egbuka too, and I always say this too about Ted Rowe McMillan from Carolina, you're going to have some issues with those couple guys for the next 10 years in this
That's
division.
That's a baller.
I mean, they're both different. Of those guys. You look at and you
talk about catch radius with that
dude. AJ Terrell locked up is a big deal for that reason. And you need Mike Hughes to play to a certain level tonight too. I remember last year the Mike Evans came when they came to Atlanta. I believe it was last year, maybe the year before. Clark Phillips had to match up with him. There was injuries in the secondary, and Clark Phillips did a nice job, did a really nice job against him for a little bit, like stepping up to a slant, breaking up a couple of PBUs. But Mike Evans, you look at his track record against the Falcons, it is terrifying what he's done. But it goes back to what we just talked about. Vegas, the odds have come into Atlanta's favor, even with the Mike Evans news. And I think that kind of brings everything into focus in terms of what he presents at this point.
Yeah, it's certainly going to be interesting. And pregame does kick off tonight. It's 6 o'clock on 92.9 The Game. You can catch Mike and Bo on that. Speaking of, coming up next, the one and only Bo Morgan is joining us from Tampa. He'll be live to handle Life of Squid. I have no idea what's coming along with that. I'm not sure he does either.
Yeah, he doesn't.
But we'll talk about it.
He's probably knocking the crust out of his eyes right now.
Do we need to get all zen on Bo? do I need to be all zen?
I'm sure that you're going to lower his blood pressure, Zeno. I'm sure of it.
I'm not going to say a word. I'm just going to be like, not funny women. Just keep quiet.
The Life of Squid is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.